Welcome to Let's Talk About Cancer, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of oncology. I'm your host, and today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Satish C., a renowned surgical oncologist. Our focus today is on ovarian cancer. Welcome, Dr. Satish.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's get started with our first question. Dr. Satish, could you briefly explain what ovarian cancer is and why is it often called the silent killer?
See, you see, ovarian cancer is a malignancy that originates in the ovaries. It's often referred to as a silent killer because it tends to go undetected in the early stages, presenting literally no symptoms, occasionally some vague symptoms like bloating. By the time it's diagnosed, it's usually at third stage or an advanced stage, making it an challenging to diagnose and challenging to treat effectively at that point of time.
That's a crucial point to understand. Our second question is, what are the risk factors associated with ovarian cancer and are there any preventive measures that women can take?
Several risk factors increase the likelihood of developing ovarian cancer, including a family history of the disease, certain genetic mutations and age. Unfortunately, there is no foolproof preventive measures, but maintaining a healthy lifestyle, keeping your weight in check and having a healthy dietary plan, all those are helpful. And discussing your risk factors with a healthcare provider can identify those who are at higher risk and consider options for early detection.
Thank you for shedding light on these risk factors. And now for our final question, what advice will you give to women to be proactive about their ovarian health? And when should they consider seeking a consultation with a specialist like yourself?
I would advise women to be vigilant about their reproductive health, to listen to their bodies and to seek medical attention if they experience anything out of the abnormality. Like if they have bloating or abdominal discomfort, not to brush it aside saying it is some acidity, but to actually go meet a gynecologist or get a scan done and to check it out. Unfortunately, there is no screening program for ovarian cancer anywhere, but a yearly health checkup plan which includes a pap smear and an ultrasound of the abdomen to look at the ovaries always help. So, any abdominal discomfort, bloating, changes in urinary or stool habits, all these are not to be neglected and to be taken up with a physician or a gynecologist, and especially if you have a family history of ovarian cancer, to seek out for a specialist to counsel you accordingly. These are very important. If you are concerned about your risk factors, consult a specialist like a genetic counselor as well or an oncologist for further evaluation and guidance.
Thank you, Dr. Satish C., for sharing your expertise on ovarian cancer and the importance of early detection and proactive health measures. We appreciate your valuable insights on Let's Talk About Cancer.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show, and I hope this information helps raise awareness about ovarian cancer.